We are in Daf, Kuf Aleph, Amid Aleph. The Gemara Pleda Shaila Yesh Svach Shvach Samamonim Agabi Tzemer. The Ain Shvach Samamonim Agabi Tzemer. Let us just mention the last Akimten. Speaking about there was Semer Shal Ruben, Samamonim Shal Shimon, and the Kaif went and took the Samamonim of Shimon, and he died. With these Samamonim, he died the Semer of Ruben. The Shaila is there a Tviya of Mamoni Gabach? Does Shimon have a Tviya to Ruben of Mamoni Gabach? We say Chazusa Milsa or Chazusa Lav Milsa. Toshma, there are six lines from the bottom. We learned Beged Shetzavai Beklipe Ola Yidolek. A Beged that was dyed with Klipe Ola, that should be burnt. Alma Chazusa Milsei. So it seems you're having a no from the Mare, and it's considered that there's Chazusa Milsa, it's considered that you have Ola Ben. Omar Rove, Hano Hanire Leinayim Osro Teira. Here the Teira asked Hano Hanire Leinayim. Exactly what that means we will see as the Sugya progresses. The Sanya, we learned a Baraisa, Areilim Lo Yeyochel. Ein li elo iser achile, minayin shelo yehene mimenu, vola yitzba boi, vola yadlik vayas hanea, tamad loima va araltem o losoi espiryoi areilim lo yeyochel, lerabeis eskulo. Let us see Rashi. Beklipe olo, so Rashi says, Klipe agoizim, oisha peiris. Avol klipa sa'eit, loi dein ola elo bepeiris. Hanire leinayim, mare ba'alme, afal pi she'ein bay mamish, kegoin ne'er v'tzeva. Now, before we'll learn Taisvis, I'd like to mention two mahalchim in the sugya, just to try to understand a poshut pshat in the sugya. There's a Moiradike Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz asks Akashe, he understood in the first mahalach that the Gemara said, we see that Chazusa Milsa, we see that a beged that was colored, dyed with a tzeva of Ola is also. So we see Chazusa Milsa. So the Gemara said, oh, there's a posik. Frekt, Teisa Ben Peretz, Benelof Mine. I mean, the Gemara is a posik, right? Let's learn out now from the Pasuk. So the Teisa Ben Peretz says, a Poshet of Pshat in the Sugya. He says, the Shakla of Italian, the Sugya was as follows. The Gemara saw, there's a Mishneh, that a Beged Shetzovei Beklipe Olo is also Bano. So you see, so why is it also Bano? So you see, Chazusa Milse. The Gemara understood, how did the Tana know this? Misvore. I mean, he knew it misvore. So you see, this Chakire that we had is Chazusa Milsa, Chazusa Lav Milsa. The Tana knew this misvore, and that's why a Beged Shetzovei Beklipe Ola is also Bano. So the Gemara answered, no, it's not a Svore. Misvore Chazusa Lav Milsa. You know why it's also? It is also because the pasuk fragt the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in Eilef Minei. Fine, so let's learn out from the pasuk. So the Gemara answers. So the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz answers. That means there are different guidelines. By Momen and by Issa, you can't, what is called Milsa Lagabe Issa is not Muchach, it's called Milsa Lagabe Momen. This is a thesis Rabbeinu Peretz. One Mahalach in the Gemara. Then I'd like to mention one more Nekuda here, before we see Tosfos. There's a Tosfos Rit. The Tosfos Rit has a Mordeke Kashe. He says, the Gemara saw that you're not allowed to be a Posek, you're not allowed to be Tzeveya. Oh, so you see from this that the Chazusa Milsa. So, the Tosfos Rit is a Mordeke Kashe. Lo Yitzpa Boy means I'm taking Tzeva of Olo and I'm dying a beggar. So he says, there the Hano is, I'm having a No from the Gufa Olo. And I'm taking Ola, that's also Bano, and I'm using this to die a beggar. I'm having a lot from Ola. This has nothing to do with Chazus and Milsa. And he asks, Amir de Kekashe, he says, what is the din? If a person had Isarano, and he sells it, he's allowed to sell it, Chas v'shal, allowed to sell it. But he sold it, and he got money for it. Is the money Muta Bano? Yeah, the money is Muta Bano. Dafke special dinim, chalufi abeidizor is also bano, but like this, the money is mutabano. So how do you understand these two things? They're very easy to understand. If you sell yisarana, I'll sell bosa b'cholof, I'm having anof from bosa b'cholof. Now you're not to do that. Now the pool of mechira is also because I'm having anof. The money is the, that what the, that's the anof I derived from it. I got money from the yisurei anof. The money is not basa b'chala. The money is muta. The money is muta. So he asks, so where do you see chazusa milsa? Where do you see chazusa milsa? Chazusa could be islav milsa. The color that's on the beged is nothing. It's nothing. It doesn't have any chshibis. But you're not allowed to use ola to color with it. I mean, you're not allowed to, I'm having hanof, I'm yisira and obeh. What does it have to do chazusa milsa? Where do you see from the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Lo Yitzba Boy, where do you see from this Pasuk that the beggar is also? So he says, Amor de Kezach. So he says, the Gemara brings down three psukim. It says three times, V'ralta malosai, areilam lo yeyochel, three psukim. He says that when you're not allowed to take a pri of Ola and die, that you don't need a posik, that's lo yehenem, not save anor from Ola. So any anor is also, if I'm using this to dye clothing, I'm having anor from it. I don't need a posik. All anor is also. So al kochoch, the lo yehenem, and the same thing, he says, if I'll take shemen shel Ola, and I'll go and use it to light an air. I'm having an oil from the shemen. The oil is something else, but I'm deriving an oil from shemen. So memele, like, so he says la yidlak boyesaner la yitzba boy. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. So that's us. That's la yehenna. I'm having an oil from Olaver. So al kolcho, if I have an extra pasuk. Extra two psukim, the psukim are not coming to tell me I'm not allowed to dye clothing with a priola. I'm not allowed to put shemen shalola in an air. That I know from La Yehenne. So the pasuk is coming to tell us I'm not allowed to derive benefit from the oil, which not Shemen Sha'olam. This is a derivative. It came about through having anor. This is l'chayra like domim of Yisurei anor, which is muta. I'm not allowed to derive benefit from the beggar, which was dyed with Yisurei anor. And then the Taisus Rit starts explaining, so we have to understand what is attack different than domim. This is not Yisurei anor. The flame isn't Yisurei anor. The beggar isn't Yisurei anor. Through the Yisurei anor, I'm getting a benefit. So that's like the May Yisurei anor, Chalif Yisurei anor, which is muta. So the Taisus Rit says that the chiddush of lo yidlak is that the oir is also, and you know why the oir is also, because when the oir is burning, shebisho shedoylek shemen shel osh, mishum shebisho shedoylek, when this flame is burning, shemen shel olo kayim, Mikoichai hu doilek. So, that's what he means to say. So, pshat is that the oil is considered that the koyach ha-shemen is kolol in the oil. That's the chiddush. This is different than money. When I sell basa b'cholov and I have money, the money came through a mechira basa b'cholov, but now the money has no shaykhis. Now, kosh, can I use this money? The money has no shaykhis at all with the basa b'cholov. I got it through a mechira surah, that's right. But the money has no shaykhis with basa b'cholov now. Here, the oil, the flame that is burning, is being fed and exists through the mikoichai hu doilek. It is burning mikoyach yisarano. So, Mamel, there's a chiddush akro is that a oil that's burning mikoyach yisarano, and the whole hadlokia now is from yisarano. That's called I'm having anor from yisarano. Fine. This is worse than the mei yisarano. That lo yidlak. Look, the Taisus read weiter. Now we have layitzba, and layitzba doesn't mean you're not allowed to dye clothing. That's layehenet. Layitzba means you're not allowed to derive benefit from the dyed clothing. And here you can't say this teretz. Here you can't say this teretz that when I'm having anor from the beggar, the ol is bad. The ol is already. This is like domim. This is like the mei yisurei anor. Va'afal pikein it's also. Look, the Tais was lit. So what's that pshat? Is ois gespat chazusa milse. Chazusa milse, that means in the mara, there's Ola here, having enough from Ola. That was the shayla of the Gemara. Is chazusa milse, chazusa lav milse. That was the shayla, a very long shayla. And if it says you're not allowed to have enough from the beggar, it is ois gespat chazusa milse. That's that. Now again, let's ask the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz's kasha, Neilef Minei. So good, that's good. That's the chiddush of the posik. So let us the vial say, "Mamayim Yisurei Layofino." That means could be there's different guidelines. What is called be'en, the be'en that is needed in Tashlumei Momin, and the be'en that is also by Yisurei Ano. There's different guidelines. It's, you need a be'en, but could be a be'en of Yisurei Ano is not considered ben legabi. That is, I just wanted to mention these two in Yonim before we'll see Taisvis. Now we'll see Taisvis. I'd like to mention one thing. The Taisvis, we mentioned the Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz. Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz also seemed to understand the chiddush is there's a posik that by Ola chazusa milsa. So he said neilef minei. That was the kasha of the Rabbeinu Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz. So he said mamayim isura leyofin. fine. But the Rebbeinu Peretz is a tremendous problem with the Lashon HaGemara. The Lashon of the Gemara bothers him tremendously. He says, if that's pshat in the Teretz, Al Mechazusa Milse, or Ma'arove, so the Gemara should say, Shani Yosam, that there's a posik. The Gemara should say there's a posik. I mean, the Teretz, they look me, nay, this was, I am Betaisis Rabbein the Peretz with him, Tanachas. Let's learn out from the posik, my name is Surah Le'yofina. The Gemara says, Hano, Hanire Le'inayim Osro Teira. The Gemara seems to be saying, no. You can't learn out from Yechazus and Milse. Here, you have to understand what this means. So I'd just like to say, over the Lashon of the Rebbeinu Peretz, V'shani Hosam, Sheihichmer HaKosov Leser, Kol hano hanire leinayim, did the Torah asset hano hanire leinayim, ba'alme, afad lokes hanere also, fakir, there is a different concept in Ganson. Hano hanire leinayim also. And he says, and that's not the mashmois of Rashi also. Mare ba'alme, afa pisha, ein by mamish, kagoyner v'tseva. So, what I do understand from the Rabbeinu Peretz is that the Teretz of the Gemara is Chazusa Lav Milse, and here Hano Hanire Leinayim Osrotay. Avo Pishen Vay Mamish. So we have to understand exactly what this means. Ain by mamish. So I'm not having a no of mamoshes of Ola. But here there's a besondere chumra, hano anire be'eleinayim. Even though you don't have the no of the mamoshes of Ola, hanire leinayim. I mean, do I have a no of, is it Ola, is it not Ola? Es chazuse lav milse, but hano anire leinayim, ichmira teire. Exactly what pshat in the Teretz is, I don't know. But al kaponim, this is the mahalach of that Rabbeinu Peretz says, that there's a choymer, the iser, and it's a different type of, this is a nire leinayim, that's why hadlok is also, that's why the begad is also. Fine. Okay. Now, let us see Tosfos. V'lo yitzba boy, v'lo yadlik boy hanet. What's on the previous days? Namishal Yehenimion of a Perikol, Shopor, Hamayl, and Afkloni, Saranom, Lo Yeyochel. Usually, Lo Yeyochel means that to come to tell us is Saranom. Lo Yitzba boy, Lo Yadlik boy, Hane, Afal Gav, Fektoisves, to also, Shah Hanois. Ula Nois is also. So now, Toisves is asking, L'chayra the Tosfos Ritz Kashe, which we had mentioned before. Why do you need a posik to aser tzvi in a block? It's every yano. And because of this Kashe, the Tosfos Ritz said, we're not talking the maise tzvi. We're talking about the begid is like the meisure yano. If chazus alav milse. Or the oyer is the, this is, I'm deriving oil through Isurei Ano. That was the Tosfos Ritz Teretz. Tosfos did not say this Teretz. So Tosfos all of a sudden is asking Akashe. So I don't understand. Just like I'm not allowed to do anything else with Olo, so I'm not allowed to be Tzeveya. I'm not allowed to be Madlik. Itzrech l'ribuye tzviya v'adloke. Tzviya mishum lechazusa ba'almahu. It's only a chazusa ba'alma. From this it would seem that that's not called I'm having hano. what did I derive from it already? It's only a chazusa ba'alme. So I would think that's not called ano. That means even though, so I would think I'm allowed to die something, because what am I getting from it? I'm only getting a chazusa ba'alme, which doesn't have any chashivas. Ba'adloke, mishum shekolo ha'isar b'shas hadloke. And hadloke, tell me, I'm a yudike chidish. That means, usually, and Tosfos will be mevayer this soon, hadloke, I'm not having hano from the isa. Kolo ho isa mishas hadloke. That means that when the fire is burning, the fire is coming from the burnt olah. Burnt olah is not also. So I'm not deriving hano from olah. I'm deriving hano from burnt olah. Burnt olah is not also. So Mimela, so that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that these two are also, even though they'd be a svara to say, I'm not deriving any benefit, it's not called Chazusa, the Chazusa Ba'almu, that's not called I derive benefit from it, that's not considered, I'm having Hano from the Ola, it's Kola Issa, Bim Taima. Like Taisus, on this second Teret, Bobepere Kosho Sharinen Eitzim Ladloke, Lamanda Omar Ein Schwach Eitzim Bepas. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara, Amirdike Shaila. If you have Atzei Yisurei Ano, Eitzim from Klai Kerem, you have Atzei Yisurei Ano. The Gemara says, you're allowed to use this wood for torches, for heating. You're allowed to use it, even though it's also Bano. Because of this Lomdus what Tosfos just mentioned before, that the Eish comes from the Mashu Anisra. The Eish does not come from the Be'en. The Eish comes from the Mashu Anisra. The Mashu Anisra is not also Bano. So Memele, so it's Mutter. It's Mutter, you're allowed to do it L'chadchila. So the Gemara says, so if the Torah asks that these Eitzim Ba'ano, what should it tell us about? No, you'll have to use it for fuel, for lighting purposes. So the Gemara says, V'lei mashkechi Eitzim di Yisurim elokein kisei v'shar shifa. So what's this? 100%. Know what the Yisurim, you have Eitzim that are also Ba'ano, now to make a chair out of it. That's what they are. They're having enough from Yisurei Yano. But Enoch and Nami to take Eitzim, which are also Bano, and use it for fuel, use it for illuminating purposes, that's Takemuta, because I'm not having Ano from the Yisurei Yano. It's coming from the Mashuanis. So Taisva says, so I have enough in the Gemara. Taisva just said, that's why I need a Pasuk. Taisa says, I need a pasuk. It's like, no. I would think it's muta because mishum shekola isa b'shas hadloke. That's need a pasuk. Like Taisa says, what the hell does the pasuk help? After the pasuk, what's pshat? The Gemara says clearly by atzei isa. If you say that the eish comes from the mashu anisraf, so it's takim muta. So what's pshat in this pasuk that the layadlik boy? Yesh loyma the shemen have be'en b'shoshu doylik, avaleitzim nasim gacheles v'shalheves einabo ela mina gacheles. Now this is a very difficult Tosfos, but let us just say the words. So Tosfos says you're 100% right. You're 100% right that atzei isa the Gemara tells us that you're allowed to use it for fuel. I'm not having anah from Issa, I'm having anah from the Mashu and Isra, from Agachelis, which is Mutabano. You're allowed to 100%. Aye, so why do I have a Pasuk, Layidlak Boyas Aner by Olo? We're talking about Shemen. And Shemen is Ben. Bishoshu Doylik. Avalaitzim Nasa Gecheles, Vashalevis, and Yabo Elamin Agachelis. Now, they bring from the Chazon Ish, he asks, he doesn't understand. shemen is ben. The shemen that's ben is not burning. The shemen that's burning is not ben. I mean, the same, you have a whole nair full of shemen, so good, that shemen is ben. But the shemen that's burning is not ben. So there's a mayra de ketaisis rabbeinu peretz in mesechtes psochem, which I'd like to say over. Taisis and taisis rabbeinu peretz in psochem daf chav zainam at beis, he says as follows. The loy have a derech kiloi. The taisis rabbeinu peretz, when he speaks about shemen, it's take, the shemen that's burning, is the shemen is being destroyed. The shemen is destroyed. Eladavka oisai shemen shu samuch l'ner. The shemen that's near the wick. Shaner moitzetzes mimeno. That's what the ner is. Moitzes sucks out that shemen and that shemen gets burned. That shemen is taken not burned. That shemen is taken like all Yisurayah. Avol shar shemen she'enoi samuch l'ner, but there's other shemen. Havi ben. Oh, very good. So what, that shemen that's ben, so was geit meron. Umikomokim islei hanome oisei shemen shube. I have a know from that shemen also. Why? Dal yidei kein she'yesh boi harbei shemen, Meira Yaisa, it's brighter. That means it is brighter because of the Ribui Shemen. The Kivin the Islay Hanome Oisa Shemen Ben in Kainlay Havi Derech Kilo Mishemachi Kamalayad. This is what the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says. Now, the Etzem Yesod Bemison is a Rosh Masechtas Beis that says the same thing. The Rosh Masechtas Beis says that the halacha is, if you have a ner shel shemen that's burning, you're not allowed to be mistapek min hashemen. That means you have a wick and you have 5 gallons of you have 5 gallons of shemen and the wick is burning. I want to take some shemen out. I want to take some shemen. I use it for my latkes. Right? I want to use it. So you're not allowed to. Al tzmachabe, al tzkibui. Rosh, where is there the kibui? How am I being mechap over here? You take out the shemen, the wick is still burning. So the Rosh says it gets dimmer. The light gets dimmer. The more shemen there is in the receptacle, the lighter, the more brilliant the light is, and taking it out makes it dimmer. That's what the Rosh says, and this is the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz. So Memele, so that is that's pshat in shemen. Shemen, there's a ben over here. Shemen is ben. We're not talking about the shemen that's burning. We're talking about the shemen that's contributing to the illumination of the net. Now, I don't know, so I had a different problem. Fine. Naniach, I'm having enough of the shemen. So vaites, I need a posik. If the Metzius is, I'm having Hanor from the Shemen also, so. The Shemen is Ben, it's also Banot, so why do you need a Posik? L'chayre, between you and me, it's Zev Zegoyrem. That means that Tulo, I have here a light that's burning, but good, so it's burning from the Shemen Hanichle, and it's brighter from the other Shemen. I don't know if it should fall into the category of Zev Zegoyrem. Maybe that's why you need a posik, or for another reason you need a posik. Al kaponim, this is how the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz says pshat in this mahalach, that shemen is more common. Fine. Vim taima. So mamela, now Taisvis explained everything. Taisvis explained, Taisvis had a problem that why Taisvis held, it's another posik, they say to Kasha, why I need a posik to tell me you're not allowed to be tzeveya, you're not allowed to be madlik, it's poshit. Tosa ba Noah, is it this on a different than all others? And Taisa says, no, since I'm deriving nothing from it, by Tzviyach, as it's a lot milsa, so I'm not having a Noah from it. And by Hadlok, I would think, the Ika Hanoah is coming from the Mashu Anisraf. She's also not having a Noah from all us. Kamash Malon, that by Shemin, that Yisrain Hanoah is also also. Vim Taima. Faktais v'sakashe. Umayishna dohoche matzrichin kro lahadloke. Here you need a posik that Tommy Hadloke is also on his alumdes of the Shemin is Ben. V'gabi trumet meye matzrichin kro lahata kidoshinin shalochote ilasika tachas tavshilach. By trumet meye there's a posik that a kohen is allowed to burn trumet meye and have an offering. A special posik shalochte. So lochere pshat and taisvus kasha is as follows. Pshat and taisvus kasha is here. I asked the kasha, why need a posik to tell me that hadlok is also? I'm having a no. So they said, no. Hadlok, you're always having a no from the mashu and isra. So you're not having a no from Yisuri and no. So my main lay, here there's a posik that the shemen, that what the shemen ben is maisis, that's what it does. But stamazoy hadlok, you're not having a no from the mashu and isra. You're having a no from the mashu and isra, which should be mutter. So why do you need a posik to tell me a koyin is permitted to burn tumet meyeh for fuel? He's using it lahasik tavshiloi. He's taking tumet meyeh, he's using it as fuel. Where is this? We're not talking about shemen over there. We're not talking about oil over there. We're talking about lahasik tachas tavshiloi. So he's taking tumet, he's using it for fuel. Where is this? The flame is coming from what? From Dvorim HaNisro? It's not coming from tumet. It's not coming from Truma, it's coming from the Mashu Anisra. So Mamela, so just like without a posik, I'd say you're allowed to use Ola to burn, and you're not allowed to use Ola. You're allowed to use Kalaya Kerem for fuel. You're allowed to use it without a posik, it's Mutter. So because you're not even going to know from Atzei Yisrael. So why do you need a posik to tell me the Kohen is permitted to burn Trumat Meyeh? Let's make it more interesting. Yisrael is not allowed to burn Trumat Meyeh. The Kohen is allowed to burn Trumat Meyeh. It's not Trumat. It's not coming from Trumat. It's burnt already. The fire comes from burnt Trumat. Burnt Trumat is not Trumat. Just like you told me burnt Klaya Kerem is not Klaya Kerem. Burnt Trumat is not Trumat. V'yesh Loina. That's the Isvus Kasha. Shum Dishal Kedaitas, the nail of Trume, me my Sarakal. No. Don't ask me a Kasha from Trume. I would think you learn how Trume, me my Sarakal, my Shashani. I'm a Torah, the Biarti, me meno betome, kidoma, but my medal, my medalik. I got news for you. Murdik, Lomdas, Murdik. But let me ask you, there's a posik in the Torah. Lebiarti mimenu betome. If you had maiser sheni that tome, you're not allowed to burn it. Lebiarti mimenu betome. No. What's the problem? Isuri ano, you're allowed to burn. Smuta lechatchila. Maiser sheni, you're not allowed to burn. So what's the chilek? So that's the chmir the chilek is. If you're talking about isuri ano, so it's called, I'm not deriving Ano from Isuri Ano. The Ano is coming from burnt Klaya Kerem. It's not coming from Isuri Ano. Maiser Sheini is not also Ano. It is a Kedusha. And Mitzat Kedusha, so you're not allowed to burn it. So, but the burning is coming from Maiser Sheini Shenisra. That's right. But don't use the same guidelines of Isurei Ano when it comes to Kedusha. They're two different things. By Isurei Ano, there's such a guideline. If the Ano I'm deriving is from something that's burnt, it's not called I'm deriving Ano from Isurei Ano. But when it comes to Zilzul Kedusha, they don't say, well, it's coming from, the fire is coming from my Shushani that's burnt. There's a posik lebi arti mimenu betome. So al kochoch, there are different guidelines when it comes to Gdusha, comes to Yisuri Ano. Trum is Kadosh.
drum is a kdusha an it. It's not, you say svarelach, but I'm having a nov when the drum is burnt already. That's a svarni suriya no. In kdusha, there's different guidelines. The Rabbein Tam Meforsh, this is Toisvis. So Toisvis, Bekitzer, had a problem, why do I need a posik? And then Toisvis explained why I need a posik, Vartik. Rabbein Tam Meforsh, the Rabbein Tam, had a whole new mahalach, a good kasha, why need a posik? That's a good kasha, if you not have a no from Ola, why need a posik, you're not allowed to be madlik, why need a posik, you're not allowed to be tzeveya, it's poshit. Rabbi Netam Forish Titzrich Kro Hoche Lesser Tzviye Bad Loke Shaloike Derech Hanosa. Kigoin Tzviye De Tainem Verimoinem Udvorim De Lav Ulchayu. Now there's a whole sugya in Psochem that speaks about Shaloike Derech Hano. And Shaloike Derech Hano is, we'll see there's the two nekudas in this, but shalaiket derech hano means that the Torah only asked isure hano for a hano it's oimed for. That means it's oimed for this hano, the Torah that you're not allowed to use. But if it's oimed for something else, let's talk about teinim and remoinim. What do you use Tainim and Remainim for? They're very good. The Tainim and Remainim is very good. It tastes good. It's gewaldic. Use it for a dye. You can use it for a dye, but it's not oimet for that or no. So there's a svare. When the Torah asked Isurei Hano, the Torah only asked a Hano that it's oimet for. This Hano you shouldn't use. If it's not oimet, so I would think it's mut. Fine. That's why I need a posik by Tzviya. Torah says, Takash, why need a posik? So that's a posik by Tzviya. By Adloket, why need a posik? By Adloket, this was Torah's kasha to begin with. L'shemen she'enei oimed ladloke klal. Not lavol chayu. We're talking about a shemen that lavol chayu means that, and then I'll take a statistic of all the remainim. So 90% of the remainim are eaten, 10% are used for that. That's called lavol chayu. So it's called shalikid. So I said, no, here it's awesome. A posik it's awesome. Shemen, we're talking about this shemen einoy oimed ladloke klal. This is talking about a shemen. No one will use this for fuel. This shemen is only for latkes, not for fuel. Whatever it is, some emela. So this is more shaloike derech hano. But say tzviya, I say no. It's also called oimed litzboya. The shemen says, I feel it's not oimed lahadli klal. It's also was fine. Now I have to psukim. So I have a limud rabbi side that even though shaloike derech hano is mutter by all the suri hano, by all shaloike derech hano is also. I mean, that's his psukim. That's why tzvi is also, and that's why adlok is also. That's why I need a posik. We had a problem. I need a posik. Then the time. With Megalotos, that's what we need. The posik Shalom al Yisrael. Bahu de bepeire kol shom. Now the Rabbeinu Tam got real stuck. The Havishaye leprate begohulke de ola. A person had a ill daughter, and he took boisor zeisim ktanim, and he was rubbing her, on it. Instead of vaseline or something else, he was rubbing her. And they went over and they asked him, "Ola, Ola, the koma midi derech hano kavidne? Is this the derech hano?" So now, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, Chudik, look in the Rabbeinu Tam. Right now, so we have two psukim to tell me shaloi ke derech hano is also. That's why I did a pasuk by Tzvi, that's why I did a pasuk by Shemen. Now all of a sudden he's using Shemen. All of a sudden he's using Zaysim. He's using Gehoki the Ola, and then they asked him how you allowed to do this. Midi derech hanokah midi. Hasim lehavet derech hanoklam. So you don't say what the Tosfos answer. Tosfos said before Shemen, Zaysim eino imet lahanok ladloka klal. What is Pshat over here? Now here Pshat is something else. Here Pshat is, there's a Rishashim, Psochem, Tafchav Daldam at Beis. It says as follows. In these first two cases, I'm deriving complete benefit from the Issa Anon. I mean, if I die a beged with the Moinim, it's died. It's a good die. No pshat is, there's a spot, there'd be a spot to say, but the third didn't ask that Anos of Tzviya because it's not Oymet for that. Fine. The same thing if I take Shemen that's oimed for Latkes and I use it on Lokes Hamer, it's a shod, it's dos. They'll never use this Shemen for Lokes Hamer. But, I maybe got off from it, it's burning. Here, this Gehoki Da'olo, it's an inferior Shemen. Whatever is coming out, it's boiser, it's not ripe at all. So whatever I'm getting from it, I'm not deriving the benefit that Shemen Va'ola has. This is an inferior benefit. This is another type of Shaloike Derech Hano. This means I'm not deriving even the Yoimit, Nishtoimit, but here it's considered I'm not deriving the Hano of Shemen Shalola. This, the Shemen is an inferior Hano. There, Takemuta. Right? So the Rabbeinu Tam, we had a problem. Taisa says, why do you need this Pesukim? Rabbeinu Tam went off on a tangent. You need this Pesukim because it's like a Derech Hano. And then finish Shalom Ha'isa. V'kosha l'perushay. The boy l'mivshet me'hochet d'chazu simil say. The Gemara wanted to, we brought a beged shalolo we had is also Yidolek. Is a Raya chazu simil say. The doche, the Gemara answers, the shani yoche, the goli kol. It's a posik. Mash mblei osa kol a meisa shalike derech anol, a meisa avagav delekel chazus a baalmach. The sugya vayis tois fakel. He's deviating the Rabbeinu Tam is going away from the sugya. The Gemara said, we have a raya chazus a milsa. Said, no, there's a posik. So it seems that the posik, that's what Tais is what to say in the beginning, that the chiddush of the posik is even though chazus a lav milsa, Afal Pikein, this is awesome. So, not the way the Rabbeinu Tam says. Vim Taima. Like Taisves, Im Kein, Tifshet Leidach Yise, Fakel. If you learn that Fakel, that the Chiddush of the Pasuk is, that even though Chazus Baalme, it's still awesome. It's Tifshet Leidach Yise. So the Gemara calls a Shaila, Chazus Milsa, Chazus Alav Milsa, what we push it. With the Itzach Lameisa, Shema Minot, the Chazus Alav Milsa. Why did he need a Posek? My Teretz is, oh, very good if you hold Chazus Alav Milsa. So that's why the Posek is coming to Asa. So Fakert. So be patient, Chazus Alav Milsa, or else I wouldn't need a posik. Islam Dika Lamail of Mahoche, the Choshev Kilo Huben. So that's what Taisa says, no, I don't know what the Gilei Akro is. You can learn two ways Pshat in the Gemara. You can learn Pshat in the Gemara, even though Chazus Alav Milsa, it's still also. And that's a Chiddush in Ola. Or you can learn that the posik is Megala, that Chazus Alav Milsa. So I don't know how to learn. The time, the Rabbi Yeshua, the Gomar, Ba'olo, Pri Mi Bikurim. This is Rabbi Yeshua that learns out Olo from Bikurim. The Perker of Aroite. The Sovar, the Insoifkin, Esar, Boim, Allah, Ola, Ella, the Yaitzmin, Azaisimin, Anod. That a person only gets Malkus on the Yaitzei, only Yaitzmin, Azaisim, Minanovet. אבל היוצא משפרס מותר. פריד. That means, Rabbi Yeshua has a posik, learn that from Bikurim, that if you will, I learn that all of them Bikurim, that if I'll go and squeeze out Rimoinim, and I'll drink the juice, it's mutter min ha-Torah. You learn that from Bikurim. So l'chayre, so if you'll have to drink it, that also, only the peri is also, but the mashka yaitse mimeno is mutter. You'll have to drink it, fine. So, how can they have a posik that tells me you're not allowed to die? And I understood the posik tell me you're not allowed to die with the juice of remaining. You'll have to drink it. It's there's no issa all on it. So mamela, so why are you not allowed to die? Aber hayt mi shaper smut hayt yosel it spoye be maskeim, so why should it be an issue to die with a maske min atayl be khoshke be maim shen yishere be maklipe na vade gebis if you mi khoshke if you soak to the mud and the dye came out of that it sicha not all a ben so sicha should be mutter. So what is the case that tzvi is us mishlaim la yitzach kho elo shlayitz ba bezeisim va novim, so this is ene khanami take. The whole Isser is of your mitzvah b'zeis v'nomen v'yoytze mehem. Oy beba moshi shal apreiris haklipe, not that you'll soak the klipe in water and the dye will seep out into the water. No, you'll grind the klipe and it, beba moshi shal apreiris haklipe manitronim. So there taki you have all of that's also, the klipe is also. The Braise didn't specify how I'm making this tzviya. The Ola Mashkeim b'chol inyan, but b'chol inyan tzviya the Ola Mashkeim b'chol inyan. Umi the Rabbana. Mikol Yose Ela Kedafrish. So that's one teretz of Tosfos. Inami Yesh Loima, a second teretz of Tosfos. The pri the ola dafke goma pri mi pri de bikurim. We learn out, just like the pri of bikurim, mashkin is lafke moisai. The mashkin of bikurim is not like the pri of bikurim. So the mele, the mashkin of a pri ola is not like the pri. Lohochi imet mashkiti too. Avol shaymele pri. But the shaymele pri, the klipe. This rabbi may espirioi, the shaymele pri is not the pri. There's a pri and there's a shaymele pri. The shaymele pri is also, not because the shaymele pri is a pri. No. A shaymele pri, all of the Torah also was it, but not because it's a peri. Ech a tofele pirioi, so on the shaymele pri, lehimit mashkeditu. This whole limud of Rabbi Yeshua, I learn out pri, all of them pri bikurim. So that's true, 100%. Just like the mashka of bikurim doesn't have a din of bikurim, the mashka of a priol doesn't have a din of olam. But, the klipe, that you don't have from bikurim. Ah, oh God, so Tosfos says, I'm saying, I'm already kechidish. אבל אם את מה שכדי דו, בלק למות הם מפרי דה ביקורם, דה ביקורם לסנו בשם אל הפרי כלל, so you just learn out the פרי from פרי, not the שם, by, ביקורם, there's no din of שם אל הפרי. תויס וז, so comes out המוי עם דקזח, the משקה of a פרי הולו, is מותה. The משקה of a תופל הפרי, is awesome. So Taisi says, Vava gav dash, Vava hash te tofel chomo mine ike. That's a very big thing. It's li ten tam shle yikshe mizar al shmaita de reishe zeh mekoimon. There's a sugi in reishe zeh mekoimon that Mesama speaks about this ore le ye tofel chomo mine ike. Fine. So Taisi said, the Vava tutarutzim, either the Yisrael Tzviye is by the klipas hanitchonim and by zeisim vanovim, or the isa tzvi is by the
klipa, and by the klipa there's no limud from bikur. Avalein loima, bafogav deleke malkis, v'yaitzi misha peres, even though there's no malkis, esed alaltam olosa ike, there's an essay of alaltam olosa, maybe I'll avoid this whole problem. Rabbi Yeshua said in Chulin, Ein Soif Kines Al Boit, there's no Malkis by the Mashkin Ayyitz. Aposig is telling Gos La Yitzpa, there's an Isser Asay, it's a Mamela Shalom Ayyisrael. Ablein Loima, he can't say this, that's Apo Gav the Lekha Malkis, be Yitzi Misha Peres, Esa Dalaltam Alosa Yikin. Kol Mai Dersiva Alaltam, Koila Yeyoch, Dersiva Sahochi. The love is going on the whole Posig. So if there's an essay on the mashke, so the love is going on the mashke also. So a kochach, you can't say this. Ba'oid im hoya b'mashke d'shar peiris to all the iser essay, and that's what the pasuk is coming to tell us. Im keim enolei shalo yitzpa boi, so how do you know b'chal this an iser tzviya? Yitzrich leser a mashke b'shtiya. U'bano k'shein b'en. If this pasuk is coming to tell us that mashke na also with an essay, So this pasuk is coming for something else. So you can't say this then. For Eila Hakshes, given this Rabbi Shema Lepri Lechazi Lachila. Now the second teret was that this Tzvi is on Shema Lepri, even though it's Lechazi Lachila. In Kena Kochach Mitzra Ola Bano, Lamai Itzter Krosh Ola Yehene. It's not true, there's a lot of shame in which achos de lachila. I don't know, stickel ha'orech, I mean, just like Tyson said before, I mean, let's say maybe tofel is choma min eiker. They could be the eiker is mutabano and the tofel is choma ba'osabano. Like Tyson said, legabi mashkin, the eiker, the mashkin is mutam, the tofel, the mashkin is osa. Basically, well, Kaponim, Taisa says it's Machal not Shver because there's many Shoinrim which are Chozi Lachila. The Mele Tzamuchach that there's an Issa Hanon. I would just like to be Messiah the Sugya so far with a Gevaldike Ha'ore that the Shach asked. We learned last week. Taisvist asked Akasha, the sugya is clawing a shayla, we hear Tzemer shal Reuven, Tzeva shal Shimon, and the kaif went and died, the Tzemer shal Reuven with the Tzeva shal Shimon. And now the Gemara calls a shayla, can Shimon come over to Reuven and say, pay me, you him now. And that's a shayla. It's Chazusa Milsa, Chazusa Lapa. Fine. That's the shayla, that's the sugya. So Taisvis asked Akasha, Chazusa Milsa, Chazusa Lav Milsa, here's a lumber, but Maisa, the beggar is worth much more money. Now that it's died, it's worth what? Much more money. Izicha should have to pay. That was Taisvis' Kasha. So Taisvis, Izicha Nene from his Tzeva, so he should Zicha pay. Taisvis answered that, and Han Tashlume Hano, there's certain gedorim. Some as I have a no from your mom and I'm not chayv to pay you. Tashlume ano, you have to take the ano. Either the behemoth took the ano, or my goof was nene. Some as I have a no from your, I have a no, Taka. You're right, I have a no from your mom. But, you're not mechuyif to pay. So here we're clanging a shayle, are you mechuyif to pay? So if there's a be'en, so I'm saying, Mamayni Gaboch, and Shuldik, my Tzeva, Mamayni Gaboch. If there's no Ben, but I have enough from the die, it's worth my money, I didn't take it, there's no Din of Tishlumiyana. That's what Taisvis, that was the first Teretz of Taisvis. Like the Shach, Amurdike Kasha, from Argamore. Like the Shach, Taisvis was Nochis, there is a enough from the Tzeva, no, it's worth my money, no, in Tashlume, I know if I didn't take, I don't have to pay for it. So that's a din in paying. You don't pay for Marano that you don't take, even though you're deriving Kano. It's like the Shachta, what's the most kashim in the name which lo yitzpa boyas habegit? I have a no, the begit, I feel like Azusa lav milse, Taisa said, you have a no, the begit is worth more money, it's a have a no. So memele, so it's very good, lo yitzpa boyas habegit, what's the kashim? If Taisa said the Pemoli, it is a hano. It's worth more money. Now in Tashlume, I know there's certain guidelines. So my male looks like the good in Tashlume, I know there's guidelines, but I have a no. I have a no for Molo. That's the Shach's kasha. I just want to say, I saw they bring down a Migdash David, I don't know if this is a teretz, it's not a teretz, but I'd like to try to mention. The Migdash David brings down, there's a Mordike Kashe. There was a beget that you would say Veya Ba'olo. So what does the Mishnah say? What do? You burn it. Like the Migdash David, why do you burn it? Send it to laundry and get rid of the tzeva. Why do you have to burn it? Why do you have to burn the beget? You have a no from the color, so. Send it to the laundry and finish. Get rid of the dye. Zok the Migdash David, by all of there's a mitzvah of Sreifa. There's a mitzvah of Sreifa of to burn all of. That's what the Migdash David says. So Memele, so the Gemara could be, is very good. The Gemara, the Shach asked Takasha, you're having Anor. You're having hano from even though it's chazus alav, so you're having hano. So what's the kasha? It could be the kasha. Yeah. I have hano. For the chazus alav, I also have hano. You're right. But if it wouldn't be all of the end, there's no mitzvah to burn it. I have hano. So memela, even the chazus alav milsa, I'll get rid of it. If there's a mitzvah of sreif, and that I have to burn my beged, it's not like him, I should have. If the burn, Azariah have all of the end over here. So Azariah, Chazusa, Milsa. Could be, perhaps, that would be a teretz on the Shach's Kasha, on this teretz of places. I would just like to mention one nekude. That what the Migdash David says, that there's a mitzvah to burn Allah is a chubis chsam seifa nyeredeis imen reish peivot. I just say over the lotion of the chsam seifa. Leimotzosi bishas. Chsam seifa said leimotzosi bishas. That means leimotzosi bishas. Shemuchuyiv odom lisrefol. I never found that there's a mitzvah to burn Allah. There's no such mitzvah. Elisha also ba'ano. I'll get ano from it. V'sagilei v'sreifa lahatirach. When if you'll burn it, you're allowed to use daifa. That's all true. But to say there's a mitzvah to burn it. Lafuki basa b'cholov. Basa b'cholov, you'll burn it. Now have enough from the yeshes also. Aval shiye mitzvah lahadar l'sreifa lay matrosi. Then he says, v'chein loy ro'isi mei oilam mei raboisai she'sreifim. I never saw my Rebbe should burn all. I had Rebbe's which were mahadar to do mitzvahs, and I never saw them raki nichum v'yirkavu. They all said all the trees. They let it get rotten. They didn't burn it. So al kaponim, that what the Migdash David says, there's a mitzvah to burn it. It seems it's a debatable statement, but if we'll say like the Migdash David, perhaps this would be a teretz on the Shach's kashya.